Brett Tanner for many years has been running a fine shop at Tanner Financial. And everyone knows the story of us becoming members of the Chamber Plan. And then all of a sudden we became partners and golf buddies. And now, welcome back to our Humble and Fred COVID studios, ladies and gentlemen. Phil, put your hands together for Brett Tanner. Brett, how are you this morning?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good, Brett. Good to see you.
Yes, good to be seen.
Did you mention this, that you, when you were with us last time, that you'd caught some Lyme or something had gone on?
Yeah, I was getting some symptoms and tested negative on the Ontario test, so I went to a clinic in Toronto that does the European test and came back positive. So
positive for Lyme disease?
Yep.
Where did you get that, from a tick?
Yeah, probably, the backwoods of the cottage, cutting up some firewood or something, and just never noticed it. And, you know, 3 years later, paid the price.
3 years later?
Yeah, it's funny. I had a welt on my calf about 3.5 years ago or whatever, and we took a picture of it. We just thought it was funny, and I didn't really know much about the bullseye then and the whole bit. And then I started getting the symptoms and went in and, finally did this test. And sure enough, they basically said, yeah, you've got Lyme, and started a course of treatment 2 months ago now, which is relatively invasive. And,
this is interesting, very interesting, because it's becoming more prevalent in the province, and you're hearing about it more. What are the symptoms?
Well, for me, there's a whole gamut, and I guess the tick can carry multiple strains of bacteria and different disease. So the main one, which I probably can't pronounce, is some Burgitis sort of bacteria thing. And principal symptoms I had was I had aches and pains in my joints, but also in my muscles. So, I'd wake up in the morning and, getting out of bed was a struggle. I've read about it crippling people. Magnotta Wines, Gabe Magnotta, killed him. If you don't get it diagnosed early enough, and the Canadian test in Ontario is terrible. It's it rarely detects the disease. So, and ironically, I just got my Ontario Out of Doors fishing card, and there's a big brochure on how to look out for Lyme. I'm thinking, like, well, why don't you test for it?
Listen, I don't want to get in, because we want to talk about the Chamber Plan and COVID, but I would just say one last thing. If we could just get these goddamn limes or ticks to wear masks. This is what I've been trying to tell people. Brett Tanner, of course, the Chamber Plan. So many things that I remember the last time we talked a couple months ago, this pandemic was still all new. And now that we've all kind of settled into this is our reality, what's the Chamber Plan been doing? Because I know on the chamberplan.ca page, there's a COVID update. But why don't you give us some of the top line ideas?
Sure. First of all, the Chamber and most carriers have provided some premium relief. Most practitioners, particularly dentists and a lot of the paramedical, your physio, chiro, massage, were essentially shut down during the period. So, we provided a premium rebate back to firms for a few months to sort of reflect that. In most cases, and in our case, it was 50% of the dental went back and 10% of the health premiums to sort of reflect the paramedical. There was a lot of other things that were done. Grace periods for payments were extended, and in a rule that in an industry that's governed by rules, there was a lot of relaxing of rules around COVID to sort of allow firms to, change benefits on the fly and bring them back as things start to open up. And and to reduce, you know, in addition to reducing benefits, but also, you know, maybe taking their dental right off their plan and you know, a lot of things around that. There was a lot of employment legislation and some changes, actually. The government actually stepped in and made changes in terms of, you know, it used to be like a constructive dismissal if you were laid off more than 17 weeks. So that got relaxed. So, you know, it kind of keeps the lawyers out of it while firms sort of get their footing again. And, you know, the benefit plans sort of have been important for people because, you know, first of all, we had less terminations than you would expect. You would think, you know, with the shutdown, you know, 10 or 20% of businesses would have shut down their benefit plan. But the reality is our terminations are maybe 2-3% above a year ago. Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of plan changes, a lot of layoffs of particularly where firms didn't have revenue. So the CEWS program from the government didn't provide enough support for them to sort of keep people on the books. And mental health claims have gone way up during this period because people are generally stressed.
I was going to ask you about that because that's part of the chamber plan. And, you know, lots of times people will reference dental and physio and sort of the standard stuff. But the access to mental health professionals as part of this plan, you know, you get to see that it's pretty valuable. A lot of people, as you were going to say, Brett, are stressed out, and the chamber plan offers access to those professionals.
Yeah, you know, most plans have some level of paramedical if they've selected a health option. So they're going to have some psychologists, typically around $500 per employee. And in addition to that, there's generally, there's built in with the business assistance service, there's the ability for an employer to refer a practitioner to an employee if they're in a stressful situation. I mean, you know, you had deaths, so there's people grieving. You have the stress about, you know, jobs, income, money. Money is always the big stressor, and so, you know, all these things sort of tallied up. The chamber was kind of the first out of the gate, actually, in September a year ago with Teladoc.
Yeah.
And the virtual health has been huge for us. We know that, you know, a significant number of people, obviously, who wants to go sit in a walk-in while somebody's coughing beside you right now?
Right, exactly.
I don't think so. And, you know, my friends were joking, you know, like if I caught COVID, I'd have Corona with Lyme. But,
that's good. That's a good one.
So, and the virtual, you've expanded the virtual thing, right? Not just doctors, but psychologists, physiotherapy, even some chiropractic, which is very interesting how people have adjusted and become creative through this.
Yeah, they just got creative, and they allowed for some exceptions on things that normally wouldn't be a virtual appointment. So, you know, somebody needs physio, but they, you know, the clinic's closed, and you know, it's not that difficult on a Zoom call to sort of instruct somebody on what exercises they can do to sort of help with whatever sort of course of treatment they need. And so, you know, some of those things were opened up to sort of help out, and different carriers did different things to. And I have to say, you know, as an industry, they all responded. So, you know, it wasn't just us. Everybody in the industry did a really good job in terms of supporting business. It's kind of funny on the general side, very, very few of us, even though there was no cars on the road for 3 months, very few of us got rebates on our car insurance.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Right.
But on the benefit side, there certainly was definitely some major support for people.
Brett, we've got about 90 seconds left, so I want to talk quickly about you know, buying plans and focusing on different options, because people still require solid advisor advice. I check in from time to time with our guy, Rod, and that's one of the nice things about Tanner Financial and the Chamber Plan is the kind of, you know, you need somebody to sort of get you through all this, and that's what you get with the Chamber Plan.
Yeah, I think people really actually need advice at this time, and granted, the meetings are mostly by Zoom right now, but the thing is, you know, if you're starting a benefit plan from scratch,
you tend to just buy what you think you want or you need. And often there's a lot of things that where an advisor can provide some input. If you bought just exactly what you wanted or were going to use, you know, typically then your usage is high and your rates tend to go up. So it's good to have a design that's built around stability so that you can renew your plan, keep it in place for your employees, and sort of support everybody. I mean, it's a critical thing right now. And, you know, not all plans, for example, are covering COVID. So if, you know, we cover out of country, so if we have a long-haul trucker and they've got our plan and they're in the U.S., which is definitely a high risk right now, they've still got full coverage.
That's a great... go ahead, Freddie.
No, I was wondering about that because, you know, you talk about pre-existing. Would it fall into that category?
Yeah.
Whether there's warnings to people. Listen, here's the deal. You travel, you get COVID. You're on your own because of the, you know, the probability, so to speak. So that's not the situation with the Chambers plan.
Well, that's what I want to say. Like I've used the travel insurance, but that was before COVID. The fact that travel insurance is part of the Chamber plan, you know, I couldn't recommend it enough. But as you said, Brett, you're still covering people that have essential work going back and forth, and that is unbelievable. Brett Tanner, Tanner Financial, chamberplan.ca. And of course, this afternoon, we once again will try and navigate the choppy waters of golf together. Looking very forward to it, sir.
Looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
There'll be a lot of yelling. Some cigars will be smoked. The drivers tossed. That type of thing.
Possible.
All right, my friend. We'll see you in a couple hours.